allow yourselves to advance, allow yourselves to blossom. So when they said blossom, it's like it's already, how would I say this? Like it's already preset within us. So if we could just imagine, like we came into this reality from a higher dimensional consequence, in other words, who we are in a soul level. And it's almost like a time-lapse sequencing that the energies that are now upon us are supporting our transference into our complete entitlement. In other words, it's sort of like we've been doing without our very best all along, and it's like we're programmed to awaken, to blossom, to return. So the return is very essential. We're returning to who we truly are. We're returning to heaven's best. We're returning to our sunshine. We're returning to our holy existence. Holy existence being our holiness, our whole self. And so there's an extraordinary gathering within, meaning that the alignment that is here to support our homecoming, it's like all set up, it's all ready, and they're saying it's all necessary. So I wasn't expecting that word necessary. So necessary is you can't do without it, you can't miss it. You need to come along. So of course you have free will, you don't have to. You can stay in misery and suffering and 3D reality all you want. But they're saying, aren't you ready for a new adventure? Aren't you ready for freedom at last? So that freedom is the new birthing. So when they're saying freedom, the energies that are stimulating, that are most attractive, that are escorting us are so sensational, so extraordinary. And they're just showing me the manifest card where we're giving ourselves, we're opening up to ourselves, we're transferring our consciousness, our focus to our very best, to our complete life stream, to our place of new beginnings, to our certainty inside. So we want to remember our I Am presence, our spiritual heart, our awakening, our calm of light. It's already to go, it's already to explode, it's already to they're saying come alive, but it's like coming alive in terms of our consent, our agreement, agreement really to honor our true nature, to honor our true landscape. So that true landscape, when they said landscape, there was this download of like immense possibility, immense recognition, immense remembrance of what you truly desire. So we, our ego has all these like, I desire this, I desire that. But we want to remember, if it fits into separation consciousness, it's going to leave you hanging, it's going to leave you lost. Because what we really truly desire is to understand our true wealth, to understand our true birth assignment, to understand who we are in God's glory, God being our God self, God being the truth of ourselves. So allow yourselves to arrive, allow yourselves to assemble. Assemble is like coming to expect more, coming to graduate where all is possible, where all is supporting your easy arrival. So there's something about just really recognizing that more of who you are is now arriving, is now assembling, is now waiting at the door. So they're saying waiting at the door to kind of give us like an incentive or a pulsation or a quick surprise, meaning like if you're waiting on the, at the door, it's like you would only expect someone to show up. So this is the whole point. The more that we can have that anticipation, the more that we can have that restored accuracy of completeness, meaning that when we come upon our true self, when we come upon our truest claim, we arrive complete. So that would infer, of course, that up until now, we've been actually doing without. And so this is the reason we're always begging. This is the reason we always want the love from outside, because we're missing it within our own heart. We're missing our own glorious extension of light. We're missing the truth within. So allow yourselves to be transferred. So transferred is, it's not like something's being done to you. It's that you're agreeing to heaven on earth inside. You're agreeing to your halo. You're agreeing to your light. You're agreeing to love submission. So love submission, it's going to change the ballgame. Because now you're no longer agreeing to suffering. Now you're no longer agreeing to conflict. Now you're no longer agreeing to being kept out in the cold. So we really want to understand that we're opening up to a true vision that has life-changing measure, meaning that when we open up to the true life within, we're met with startling revelation that will affect consciousness without, meaning it's going to affect how we experience life, how we dream in this new possibility, remembering this is really a dream of consciousness. And so instead of dreaming separation and lack, we're dreaming in light. We're dreaming in our true halo. We're dreaming in love inside. We're dreaming in ascension. So allow yourselves to expand with generous observation. Generous is, you don't have to go slow. It doesn't have to be step by step by step. You can go ahead and slide on in. You can go ahead and advance just as much as you would like. And so that's what's going to be occurring. Like in the beginning, we may be timid, we may be slow, because we're still leaning on an old assumption, meaning an old paradigm. But the more that we're set to go, meaning trusting the heart, trusting the light, trusting who you actually are, it's like your turn to orchestrate. It's your turn to be included, where what we realize is what we've been tethered to in the past is really what's actually hurting us. It's really keeping us impoverished. So when we open up to our true lifestyle, it's like everything we attract equals what we now are set to know. So when we know we're the light, when we know we're the whole awareness, when we know we're love, then all that is the same comes and joins us quickly. So allow yourselves to be rearranged, meaning allow your higher self to say so, to orchestrate, to be in charge, to no longer have the back seat, but take the driver's seat, take the front seat. So whatever visualization, whatever way you perceive this, anything where you start to make it possible is all that matters. So they give you all kinds of imagery or words or whatever it is. But in truth, what we're doing is saying, they're saying like we're building the mountaintop. So when I'm looking at everyone, we're coming in from different avenues. We're coming in from different angles. So it's a little bit like, here's your light, here's your light, here's your light. So you can feel it all around. So you can welcome it in generously. Receive, receive, receive. Oh, such beautiful beings of light. And so it is.